All right, my lovey, this is Christina with Karma's Eye Psychic LLC Mystical Charms here on Universal Spirit Podcast talking about my thinky thoughts. And today I'm doing thinky thoughts on relationships, and specifically romantic relationships between, you know, romantic couples, men and women, women and women, men and men, you know, relationships that are going toward marriage, right? The Western idea of marriage and forming a union. And my first thing is, for those of you who have been listening for a while, know my background, that I am an eclectic witch, I am an astrologer, you know, and psychic medium and all that. And I can't help but notice that in the last, I would say 20 years, so that puts me like right about 17, right, that the way to go about pursuing relationships and all of the rules that are put onto having a relationship, meaning that women shouldn't be the chaser, men should be the chaser, right? You should have money, you should care about money, care about all these things. And I have to put in my perspective of being raised by a pick-me, because if you have followed me for a while, I was raised by a pick-me mother. And I noticed something that was a little bit odd and off about the pick-me behavior that I guess the general public doesn't realize is pick-me behavior. So I had an instance where when we were living in, you know, like a shared community, and there was a boy there around my age named, I think his name was Mark, and I didn't find him attractive. I didn't like him or anything like that. Like, I was just so worried about, you know, other things going on in my life, you know, about to graduate high school and all that. And my mom told me to, you know, entice him into doing something because he likes me. But I told my mom, I said, I don't like him though. And she said, well, that doesn't matter, you know, just do X, Y, and Z because he likes you. And I felt that was a very, very like low thing to do, because I was like, whatever it was that I needed to do wasn't that serious for me to like look at this boy again the next day and be like, oh yeah, I tricked you, by the way. I understand you like me, but you know, I don't like you. And that's another thing about how people will cater to, you know, what a person that they desire likes, rather than being themselves and being authentic. I bring that up because I'm really big on astrology, and I do know that astrology has a lot to do with compatibility. And it's not just, you know, the Western astrology with who's a Pisces and who's a Scorpio and stuff like that. I'm also into Chinese astrology, where there are 12 zodiac animals that can and cannot get along. So you can be a Pisces and you wanting to date a Virgo, and that's supposed to work. But if you're born in the year of the snake and you happen to be a pig, you know, those two are enemy signs, and that's not gonna, in the long run, is not gonna work. So I think it's something that people miss. They miss the mark with those kinds of things, because I've found so much truth in Chinese astrology, where I actually married someone that I was compatible with Chinese astrology-wise, but not Western astrology-wise, because everyone knows Capricorns and Leos cannot come together, at least not on a romantic basis, at least not for a long period of time. And I promise you, Michelle and Barack Obama are the only example that ever worked out. But other than that, it did not work out between me and my ex-husband. However, he was born the year of the tiger. I was born the year of the rabbit / cat. Okay, so technically we were both cats, so we had that in common, where it's like we like to lounge around, have other people do things for us. And every now and again, if it was up to us, then we would actually take the initiative and be very clever in how we got things done, which made us very competitive when we didn't like each other. Okay, so it made the union very well, but it made the breakup very, very tumultuous. Okay, so I also, you know, apply that to nowadays, like when men, you know, ask for women's numbers and you know nothing about this stranger. And yes, you could be drawn to physical beauty, you know, and appearances, or, you know, association, like, you know, oh, they go to church and that's what I'm looking for. But like, you guys could be completely incompatible, right? Astrologically wise, and you could have the money, you can have the job, and you can have the this. And it's like, people, I guess, don't take those things into account, you know, at first glance. And I might just be a prude or a stickler where it's kind of like, I have to find the astrology on the person first. Like, I have found so many people in my life attractive, you know, and I admire them, you know, and I just like them in general without having any romantic involvement with them. And then I look up their astrology just to see if it'll work out. And obviously I'm single, so it hasn't, because it seems as though I'm attracted to people that I'm not compatible with. It makes me wonder who I am compatible with. It's very interesting. It must be the oddballs, right? The really, really odd people rather than the straight and narrow. But anyway, my thinky thoughts on it is that if we were to take more scientific measures into finding love or compatibility or a partner, I feel like we would be better off as a society. There wouldn't really be so much confusion, because it is a science and it is a way of life that is available to us. It's just something that you would have to really sit down and learn. Sometimes it takes years to learn, but I mean, you know, you're not really losing anything, right? I'm just ranting at this point, but I always just wondered, like, with that, like, why won't we allow that into our regular society, to make that a thing, to make compatibility, you know, better off, you know, make finding someone a lot better or a lot easier. Another example is, I went to apply for a job a few years back, and I was hired on the spot. Right, I talked to the boss. I really, really liked her. She was very outspoken, you know, and she was very, you know, just loud and about. And she told me how old she was, and she told me exactly when her birthday was. So the very next day, I went to research, you know, her astrology, and it turns out we were both Capricorns. Okay, definitely can work out for sure, right? Our birthdays were right next to each other. However, it turned out that she was born the year of the rooster, and I'm born the year of the cat slash rabbit, and those are enemy signs. Okay, we're completely opposite. She's very outspoken. She's always talking about this, 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 and that. If she doesn't like somebody, you'll definitely know it, because she'll say it, you know, out loud and make it very, you know, very blunt and known to people. As me, I just try to keep it under wraps. It doesn't need to always be said. We don't need conflict constantly. Roosters crave conflict, while cats crave, you know, solitude and, you know, and peace. And I had to come up with an excuse on why I did not want to take the position, because I had already knew that we were not going to get along, because I actually had dated a rooster back in like 2008, and we were compatible, you know, Western astrology. He was a Pisces, but he was a rooster. And unfortunately, that was the part that I couldn't get with, and I was someone that he couldn't, you know, sustain for a long period of time, because we're just too different. You know, he was super organized and just knew where every single thing was. And I'm just like, just throw your stuff in the closet and go through it later type person, right? Like, it doesn't make us bad people or whatever. It's just more like we just not compatible. But being that he was a Pisces and I was a Capricorn, well, I am a Capricorn, I'm still a Capricorn, but we are compatible, because Pisces and Capricorns are in general compatible. But I don't think it should stop there. I think we should definitely dig into our Chinese astrology to get a clearer, a clearer take on who we should and should not affiliate with. Now, I have a man at my job, you know, who comes in every now and again, and he always tries to find these subtle ways to get my number. I'm not saying this out of flattery, but I promise you, like, if you're asking me out, you have to be desperate, or you just haven't had any good luck, and you run into me, you are just looking for pretty much anything at this point, okay? At least that's how I've been communicated to through a lot of the men that I've been interested in, that I am the complete last resort for anyone to even look at, okay? Anyway, he finds different ways to try to get my number and stuff like that, and I keep trying to, you know, dissuade him and just, you know, like, reject him nicely, let him down easy or whichever, and he doesn't understand why. And the thing is, I found out that he was born the year of the rat, and I'm the year of the cat slash rabbit, and cats and rats don't get along at all, and I'm not too crazy about his lifestyle either. Like, he has this really, like, workaholic type lifestyle where he's always trying to get over on someone. He's always trying to, you know, make money in the most underhanded ways. Not all bad, but just every second, you know, nothing can be done unless he's getting money. And the cats, we don't roll that way. Unfortunately, cats are too bougie, right? Rabbits, we're too bougie. Our thing is we know when we can make money, and we know when we just have to do something without getting money. And we don't hold that over anybody's heads. We don't want to hold our support hostage because of money, but unfortunately a rat will. So I wouldn't want to be associated, even as a friend, with a person like that. Not that he's a bad person. He's definitely a great person, but, you know, long-term, romantic-wise, definitely would not work out. Another thing that I wanted to talk about was people being associated, you know, with their ideal, you know, group of people, such as spiritual people, such as, you know, religious people, or racially wise, like, you want to stick with your own kind type thing, when there's a variety of other elements to people that I think our society just completely misses. And when I mean society, I really mean the United States, and the ways that we're taught here in the West, okay, and how we should dictate who is worthy and who is unworthy, because those are invisible lines that we try not to say out loud, but they're obvious, right? They're obvious to the rest of the world. Eventually, who you think is worthy and isn't worthy is going to come out. Like, there's a person that won't date someone that they consider to be overweight or large. You know, people don't want to date, you know, a certain race of people, or, you know, you don't want to date, I don't know, just a certain type of religious group. And that makes sense because you want to have something in common, right? But even that is a bit of a stretch, where you could be overlooking the person that you could be compatible with. This is why it's called thinky thoughts, because these aren't new ideas per se, but it is something to, you know, bring back into perspective, to give you like a refresh of why things might not be working out. You know, I'm taking you back to square one. Like, yeah, you have all these, you know, ideas about who you want to be with, but, like, who do you really want to be with? You know, like, do you really want to be with anyone? A lot of us are pressured to be in relationships or be married, because, you know, if you're not any of those things, you can be looked down upon. You can be treated really badly. You can be judged very harshly and say, hey, you can't talk because, you know, ain't nobody coming home to you at night. Ain't nobody trying to spend no time with you. You know, so how can I say you're a great person? You're single and nobody seems to like you. So why should I? And I promise you, those are the very unspoken things that people project. And this is coming from a spiritual empath, where I could actually hear people's energy saying that to me. Whether or not they physically said it to me or said it to my face, and just the way they've acted toward me and people that I've seen, or people around me, that people can, like, their energy will project the truth. Okay, and the truth does hurt. It does. Okay, and there's a lot of people out there who won't date single parents, single dads, or single moms. Okay, and it's because I don't want to be looked down on, or you're considered unworthy and all that yada yada yada, right? I just feel that we all might just be overlooking what really matters because there's this thing, you know, with a male lonely epidemic, and then there's the rise in, you know, single women not wanting anything to do with men, and then this, you know, this article coming out, like having a boyfriend is embarrassing, and people exposing what relationships really are besides the, you know, glam of Instagram. And you see the real thing when people are secretly recording you on TikTok and, you know, they hear you yelling at your partner, but you just posted, I'm having a great time on my vacation. And with all of these truths coming out, it's just making us as humans look silly, where we're kind of doing this to ourselves because, you know, we're pressured into being with someone. I've always felt pressured into being with someone too. My mom always compared herself to me. She would always do that where it's like, well, someone married me and I'm this and I'm that. And, you know, of course, boys don't like you, look at you, blah, 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 blah. You know, if you're fat like that, no one's going to like you. You know, if you do this, no one's going to like you. And it's kind of like, if nobody liked me, she wouldn't like me. Okay, so I always felt pressured to be with somebody so my mom would like me, honestly. And then now that I have decided to be single, right, consciously and subconsciously, still, it's kind of like, you know, why aren't you with someone? And then there's always that poking around, like, well, it's got to be this and it's got to be that, it's got to be everything about you or whatever. Okay, now technically I am involuntarily single, I guess you would say it's involuntary, because honestly, I represent a lot of things that people are afraid of. You know, I am a single mom, you know, I am African American, and I am not particularly petite. However, you know, if you weren't able to see any of that, you'd see like my good credit or that I run a business and stuff like that. It's just like people can't seem to get past those other things. If, you know, I've always thought that maybe my soulmate would have to be blind in order to really, like, really, really love who I was, type thing. But I think about that for a lot of people. I think a lot of people are running on like these shallow fumes and they don't realize it. But like I said, just the thinky thoughts. What are your thoughts? Do you agree? Do you disagree? Let me know.